T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
47-13 before 7, Tommy Tucker, Memorial Day 2020, Monday, May 20th. Highs of 88 today, 40% chance for downpours. We are into our summertime routine now. Chance for showers looking ahead through the weekend, 60, 70, 70, 40, 40, and then 30 on Sunday. Rafael Goyeneche joins us now, our friend, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Morning, Rafael. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Tommy?
All right, you staying safe and sane with COVID-19?
I guess that's a matter of opinion, but yeah, we're healthy, you know. Yeah,
sane being a relative term.
Right.
So let's talk about these French Quarter officers. Four of them. Is this a task force? How exactly? Because I want people to have a working knowledge of what we're talking about. Maybe you can tell us a story about these four officers. What it is that they are tasked to do, and what it is in terms of being in trouble for now or potentially, et cetera. Tell us a whole story, would you, if you would, please?
Sure. So every police district has a detective unit, and that detective unit is responsible for follow-up investigations, but also proactive policing. So the regular district officers, they're primarily responding to calls for service. The DIU units or the task force are doing investigations. And in the French Quarter, this unit was also deployed looking for guns. So they're walking about in the French Quarter looking for suspicious activity. And to be able to approach somebody, they need to have an articulable, justifiable reason to go up and begin a conversation with them, ask them for identification. In many instances, they see people that are maybe passing hand-rolled cigarettes back and forth. That could be indicative of using drugs and things like that. So what's being alleged in this particular case is that these officers made an arrest and confiscated a weapon and charged some of them with some firearms-related crimes. And then they were wearing a body cam. And when they got back to the station, one of them forgot to turn off the body cam. And as they walked into the station, they began a conversation about concocting the story, which was the basis of making that arrest. So that matter now has resulted in an investigation being conducted by the police department, both administratively and criminally. And the superintendent later in the week announced that he was calling back all of his task force and taking them off the streets to allow for better training for all of these officers. So this is significant. Not just because of those four officers, but because these types of task force were really one of the more important proactive type units within the police department. You cannot put all of your apples in the responding to crimes calls for service. You have to have proactive capabilities. But proactive policing doesn't mean unconstitutional policing, doesn't mean that police officers need to go out and concoct stories about making arrests. So this is significant. It's a setback for the department, But I've been assured by the leadership of the police department that they have a plan to bring proactive policing back, but it requires some additional training. And, of course, training right now is difficult because of the distancing rules and whatnot. So we're going to have to see how this plays out, but that, in a nutshell, is what's happening.
Well, let me pick it up here when we come back. In terms of concocting a story, Donovan Livercary, the attorney, I think?
Fraternal Order of Police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says that they were not concocting, they were just kind of getting the story together. And I don't know that that's necessarily pejorative, because I think you can look at this one of two ways, Raphael. You can look at it as, you know, you're 4 years late going to school, and they put you in each room and they say, okay, which tire was flat, right? Each in a different room. Or you can look at it as, all right, the police are going to write a report here. Let's make sure that we all, what did you see? What did I see? Because each person sees something differently, right? To come up with a consensus of how to tell a story. We'll talk about that. We'll come back. 6:52, 8 before 7. Tommy Tucker, Raphael Goyeneche, Memorial Day 2020. We'll be back in a flash on WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Memorial Day 2020. I'm talking to Raphael Goyeneche, our friend, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, about foreign OPD officers, former supervisor, they've been sidelined. Basically, they were trying to get guns off the street in the French Quarter. And they were caught on a body cam, I guess caught, depending on the way you look at it, either trying to concoct a story, or Donovan Livercary said that they were basically trying to, get the details together and make sure that I had the quote open, and then I can't find it anymore, Raphael, about what it is that they said they wanted to, how Livercary phrased it, that they were just getting the details, making sure they were consistent or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Merit to that? Because I know.
Well, of course. If it were so simple as all you had to do is look at the video to make a decision on this, the police department would have made a decision by now. But when you're dealing with a situation like this, that camera, that recording right there that it was released to the public, that's not what investigators or all investigators have to look at. They need to go and determine what happened before they walked into the station, what actually happened out on the street, who made the arrest, what were the circumstances that the officers used to approach. And that means that they're going to be, you know, talking to a bunch of different people. So We as citizens and the average person, they look at that video and they reach a decision. But if this is going to result in an officer being disciplined or prosecuted, then I guarantee you that that everyone, including the investigators, are going to want to know more than what's just in that video. That video just sets up a chain of events that results in a thorough investigation. So we don't know enough to be able to say that if the officers did anything inappropriate, whether it be administrative or criminal, but that's what's going on right now.
Were they effective in terms of keeping guns off of the street in a quarter?
Well, yeah. I mean, that video, I take it, was from around New Year's. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't, you know, during the COVID crisis. That goes back to around New Year's in the French Quarter. Yes, those types of task force are effective in removing and identifying people carrying and concealed weapons and illegal weapons, not just in the quarter, but all over the city.
Thank you, Raphael. I appreciate your time. I really do. We'll talk to you again soon. To be clear here, let me quote Donovan Livercary accurately from The Advocate. It says, it looks like they're just talking about how to get the wording correct. They're just making sure a center, who is the the sergeant or the supervisor, that he's got the right information to write the report. Sometimes you consult with senior officers. All right, so we're going to take a break, come back, talk to Dr. Fred Lopez, as we always do, answering your coronavirus questions when we return here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.